V'al kein osa Hashem Yisborach nes nifla. And therefore, Hashem performed an incredible miracle. V'hera goydel koichoi shel Moshe. And Hashem showed the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Where Hashem performed a miracle that had never ever been done previously since creation. Whereby the donkey opened its mouth, v'diber in Bilam, and spoke to Bilam, v'hoichiach oisoi, and reprimanded Bilam. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, shebegoidel koichoi shel Moshe, hoyoyochoi lahalois gam kol diburei ha'alochois, shenoflu ad mokoim mius kozel behemius mamish. This shows, because in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains that this is the work of the tzaddik. Person could say, but hold on a second, maybe Hashem was there. Why are you mixing Moshe Rabbeinu into this? Why are you trying to push Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe this was all Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Bahamas. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in totally other stuff, drinking pina coladas and other stuff. Why are you putting all this on Moshe Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran shows and explains that this is the avoida of the true tzaddik. He's the one who's being attacked. He's the one who's having these words spewed out at him, these words of filth and junk and insults and everything. And the tzaddik is the one who takes those words and reverses them and rearranges them. And he sees that, he brings them back. He sees the wires that connect them to the Torah Shebaal Peh, from where these words originate from. And the tzaddik is able to derive halachos and all kinds of beautiful, good things, positive things from these terrible words. So Rav Nosson Zal now shows us that by Moshe Rabbeinu again, this was Moshe Rabbeinu who took these words and elevated them. He took these words that Bilam tried to bring down to the level of donkey, the lowest level, and Moshe Rabbeinu elevated them from there, ulevararam and ulezakham, and purified them, lahapcham lahalochis, to turn them around, to form laws of the Torah, to form Torah, lahashivam lemekoyimam harishain, to restore those words to their original place, to the Torah Shebaal Peh, shaydezeh nase chibuk v'nishuk, to the point where the tzaddik takes those words and turns them into a gemara shir-like, from which is generated this chibuk nishuk, all levels of elevation for the shechina. Bekedusha elyoina kanal, with such holiness, ad she'oso nes nifla, to the point where he performed this incredible miracle, she'ha'osoin bi'atzma posach piha, whereby the donkey itself opened its mouth, v'dibro im Bilam, and spoke to Bilam. Ki Moshe begoidel koichoi helo hadibur misham, because Moshe Rabbeinu with his incredible power was able to take the dibur that Bilam had sent all the way down to the bottom of the bottom. Moshe Rabbeinu went down there, picked it up, mitachlis hayirida fanafila, from the lowest level, ad sheho osoin biatzmo dibra voichichoisoi, to the point where the donkey gave Bilam a shear, a gemara shear. Uboze hero ledoirois, goydel koichoi shel atzadik emes. And by Moshe Rabbeinu performing this act, he taught a lesson for generations, the incredible power that the true tzaddik in every generation has. Sheyochoi lahaloi sadibur mitachlis hanafilo vayirida, whereby the tzaddik has the ability to elevate the dibur from the lowest place, she'en yirida achrav, where you can't get any lower. You can't get any lower than Bilam took it. Bilam took the dibur down to having chibuk nishuk zivug with a donkey, with the lowest of the lowest of the sitra achra. And Moshe Rabbeinu showed that, no problem, I'll go down there and I'll grab hold of the dibur. This dibur, which originated from the Torah Shebaal Peh, I can go on a rescue mission. I can play commando and go all the way deep into the sitra achra, take those diburim, pick them up, and reverse it, rearrange it completely, and generate Torah Shebaal Peh from it. Ki be'emes gam b'chol hadoiros, because Rav Nosson Zal says the fact is, the truth is, that in all the generations, kol hadiburim roim shedoivrim hachol kemalat tzadik emes vanoshov, all the evil words that those people who oppose the true tzaddik and his followers, hakol nimshach mebechina zois. You want to know where it comes from? What caused these people, these Jews, these religious Jews, these rabbis, what caused them to open a filthy mouth against true tzaddikim? It always comes from this. Machmas shetchila timu brisam. They first messed up in the area of Tikkun HaBris. They first messed up in purity in relations between men and women. Kol echod kefi pegomav harorim. Each one according to exactly how he messed up, whether it was in thought, speech, action, each one on his own level. We know there's a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal and all the Sforim bring about this. There's a pasuk in Tillim that says, sholach yodov bishloimav, a person who reaches out his hand to attack the beloved ones of Hashem, Shloimavar, Hashem's close buddies, meaning the true tzaddikim, chilel brisoi. He could only do that if he first desecrated his bris. Meaning that when you see a person speak against the tzaddik or against the followers of the tzaddik, you know that there's some chilel habris there, Rachmon al-Islam. Alkein, therefore, heim kruchim achar hacholkim ha'oiskim batoira. And that's why some of these people who spew the real venom against the true tzaddikim, they're very much attached to and they follow these cholkim who are studying Torah, who are studying Gemara, who are lamdim, supposedly talmidei chachamim, rabbis. Aval limudam shaloi lishma. But their studying Torah is not like Moshe Rabbeinu studies, so not like the true tzaddikim. They're learning Torah, shaloi lishma. Their purpose in studying Torah is not pleasing Hashem. It's not self-improvement. When they sit down to learn the Torah, they're sitting down as if they know. And they're just learning this stuff to give them ammunition, to make them bigger, to make them more important in people's eyes, more important in their own eyes, and to give them the ability to stand up to Hashem, to stand up to true tzaddikim, where they become the Hashem, they become the tzaddik. V'gam heim einom nekiim b'tayva hazois. Rav Nosson Zal is making this perfectly clear. He's not saying probably. There's no probably word here. There's no maybe. He's saying, and those rabbis also, not just the followers, not just the people, the fighters, the ones who are spewing the venom, but the ones that they're connected to, their rabbis, their leaders, also are not pure in Tikkun HaBris. Otherwise, they wouldn't be where they are. They wouldn't be the source from where these people are deriving their energy to be chaylik against the true tzaddikim. Umachmazeh nase etzlam peledaber. And because of that, because of this, they're the ones who generate this mouth to speak against the true tzaddikim. Shemishom kol kilkulei hadoyres kanal. And this is the source of, and this is the cause of all the mess throughout all the generations, of Klal Yisrael. The most important thing that has messed us up has always been the fact that there were causes, that there were things that caused a separation between the true tzaddikim and the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because if that connection were there properly, the true tzaddikim in every single generation would have the ability to fix, to improve, to do everything necessary to take Klal Yisrael to where we need to get to bring about a complete tikkun, to bring the coming of Moshiach, etc., etc. The most important factor that blocks that in every single generation is this problem. The breaking of that connection, which unfortunately is usually brought about by humanoids, human beings who speak against the tzaddikim, who Rabbeinu Zal says that a human being can be more effective in drawing a person away from Hashem than the Yetzirah himself. And unfortunately, we find this by the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nosson Zal very often quote the Pasuk in Eicha, Vayiyu Malivim B'malachei Elokim. They made fun of the heavenly angels. They made fun of the tzaddikim. That's why they couldn't be helped. If a person does every single thing possible wrong and bad in the book 1,000 times, it's still possible to help them if they can connect to the true tzaddik. The minute the person Chas V'Shalom breaks that link, the minute that's broken, that's taken away, it's all over. It's all over from the worst Rishon, and it's all over for the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. Even they cannot get their complete tikkun for which they are dependent on the true tzaddik, as we saw earlier. Aval Hashem Yisborach, Hera Oz Goydel Koichoi Shel Hatzadik Emes. However, in that story with Bilam, Hashem showed Klal Yisrael who Moshe Rabbeinu really is, what power the true tzaddik has. Bechinas Moshe, again, the true tzaddik being represented in that generation by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheyochoy lehaloy sulevarer hadibur shenim shamitor shebalpeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to elevate and to fix, to correct the dibur which originated from the Torah shebalpeh, lehaloysoy gam mitachlis hayirido v'amius, to elevate it even when it's gone down to the lowest, most disgusting place possible. Bilam was mamshich the Torah Shebal Peh into the lowest filth, into bestiality. Shezeo b'chinas psichas piosain. That's this incredible miracle that was brought about through the tfilois and efforts of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the donkey opened its mouth and gave a Gemara shir to Bilam. The words Bilam's curse got reversed into a Dvar Torah coming from the donkey. And we find that the Gemara Mamish analyzes every word that the donkey said to him, that whole conversation, as Rav Nosson Zal is about to show us. Wait, the best is yet to come now. V'alkein Omra, and this is why the donkey said to Bilam, Hahaskein Hiskanti? Did I ever let you down? V'targumai hamelaf alifna? Did I learn? Did I learn? Didn't I learn? Didn't I teach you? Loshen limud. The Gemara says that word hamelaf, lemelaf, means to learn. Loshen limud. Ki hoichichoi soy vohidio loy kilkuloi hora. The donkey reprimanded Bilam and informed him of the terrible thing he had done. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, al posuk zeh ha-haskein, shemarames al tumosoi, shetimei atzmoi im hosoim. The Gemara says those words, ha-haskein, the Gemara shows also that how that word is tied into chilul habris, that it was the donkey was reminding him of his relationship with it, with the donkey. K'may shekosuv, vatehi loy soichenes. As the Pasuk writes about the woman with Dovid HaMelech, that she was a soichenes lying in his lap. So we see that this word hahaskein refers to relations. So the donkey was reminding Bilam, you idiot, you're hitting me and hitting me, hitting me, because you're blind, because you have no eyes, because you were poigim and shmiras in every single variety of pegam habris, so you don't see the angel standing in front of you like I saw the angel. And this was all based on Bilam's evil learning. He wanted to turn around the truth. That's why the Targum says on that word that it refers to limud, learning. The donkey was saying, hey, where's your learning? What about your learning? The donkey reprimanded Bilam and said to him, I'm the donkey that you've been riding on all of these years. You were always riding on me. And you did with me what you did with me. Did I teach you? Lasis l'chokoi? Did I do anything like this to you? Lahato isois chomidak chora? Did I ever try to take you away from your evil way? Ki his gabarto kolkar bitumascha. You became so strong, so powerful in your wicked, in your impurity, at shehinhakto imadibur, to the point where you used your dibur, shehimshachto letuma kazois kirtzoincha. You brought your dibur down to the lowest place, based on your desires, meaning to bring your dibur into the donkey, Rachman al-Slam. Aval ato higia kitzcha. However, now you've come to the end of the line. Ki hamalach omad lenegdecha, because this angel is standing opposite you, bekoichoi shel Moshe, through the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyesh loy koyach lohoitzi adibur mimokim sharadet oisoi, who has the ability to extract the dibur, to take back the dibur from the low, filthy place that you tried to bring it down to, to the point where you are going to be forced to admit the truth and to recognize the truth. Ulaforech es Yisrael, to bless the Jewish people. Ki Moshe bechinas hatzadik oemes, yochol lohoitzi adiburim mimokim shehem, because Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the truth tzadik, he is the one who has the ability to take the diburim out of the lowest places, ulahapcham lebrocha, and to convert them into blessings. Shehem bechinas halochos kanal. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, that the tzaddik has the ability to take the words that people speak against him and to reconnect it to the Torah Shebaal Peh and to bring forth halochos from it. Vaydeze biatzmoy hoya kol mapaltoi. And that's how his downfall was brought about. That's how the downfall of Bilam was brought about. Bibichinas, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Ushma Malchusa v'kotla, that the government found out. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a story in the Gemara about a shade that was performing certain acts that was showing its powers publicly. And the Gemara says there that the government, the leadership, found out about it and they killed the shade, because shadim are supposed to keep a low profile. They're not supposed to show off in public like. Ayin Shom Hete Baternal, look carefully over there in Likutei Moran, how Rabbeinu Zal ties that story with the shade back to this whole concept of people who learn Torah Shebaal Peh, Shaloi Lishmo and everything. Vetoven, and you'll understand how that ties into the story of Bilam with the donkey, how all of this fits perfectly. Now Rav Nosson Zal puts the cherry on top. Vizeh osoin. And now you'll understand that the Torah could have used the word chamor, which is a more popular word. The Torah uses the word osoin, oisiois tana. The word osoin, when it's spelled without the vav, is the same letters as the word tana. Throughout that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaking about the tana who learned the Torah Shebaal Peh, the tana who said these words of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and how this tana was all the way to the right, and Hashem forced him to veer off to the left to make a tiny contact with it in order to be able to bring Parnosa and Ashiras down to Klal Yisrael. But because of the fact that the tana had some contact with the left side, now when people learn the words of the tana, who are really on the left side, they're really looking for kovod and money, they have no lishmo in their learning, they connect totally with the left side, you know, v'chulu v'chulu. Ki rotzo lahaf v'chas v'shom limud hatano el ha'osoin v'kanal. Because Bilam wanted to take the Torah Shebaal Peh, the limudim of the Tana, and turn it over to the osoin, inject it into the osoin, into the donkey. V'zeh, and this is why the donkey said to him, ki hikisoni zeh sholesh regolim, you hit me three times. V'dosh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, why did the donkey use the word regolim, holidays? Ato mevakish lakor umo hachoygege sholosh regolim. The donkey said to Bilam, you idiot, you're going against this nation who celebrate three holidays, the three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Ki b'sholosh regolim oylem el ha-beis hamikdosh. Because on these three holidays, the Jewish people go up to the Beis Hamikdosh. Sheshom birur ha-halochos al yedei ha-kohen. It's in the Beis Hamikdash where you have the greatest birur of the halachos through the Kohanim, as we learned earlier in this halacha. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Torah says, that if Jews will ever have a difference of opinion, they'll get into an argument, they'll get into a difference, and they won't know how to work it out, what should they do? Get up and go to Yerushalayim and go to the Beis Hamikdash and consult with the Kohanim who are there, and they'll solve your problem. It says, V'kam tov aliso el amokoim. V'yidei zeh v'lo yachmoid ish. And the Pasuk says, as a result of that, no one will desire what's not theirs. Everything will be straightened out. V'al kein heim sholosh regolim. Now Rav Nosson Zal throws in another curveball a little. He adds another bit of clarity. He says, now you'll understand why we have three holidays, because it corresponds to the three levels of aliyah of the Shekhinah that Rabbeinu Zal discusses throughout that Torah in the Kutimam. Keneged sholosh bechinas chibuk, v'nishuk, v'zivug. Three levels of kesher between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Ki b'shloisha regolim klolius kol ha'ichudim kemuva. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that especially on these three holidays is when you have the full spectrum of all the yichudim that can take place between Hashem and the Shekhinah are completed on these three special holidays. Hainu sheyesh tzadikim. Bechinas Moshe, meaning that there are tzaddikim who are like Moshe Rabbeinu, shemamshichim kedushas hashloisha regolim, that they are zeiche to draw upon the holiness of these three yamim tovim, and thereby sheoisim mikol hadiburim roim hanal halachos. They're able to take all the evil words, all the wicked words that people speak against them and against Hashem and everything, they're able to turn it around into halachos. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over in the Kutim Aran that when they do that, that brings about an incredible aliyah for the Shekhinah on all three levels. This is the whole concept of the three holidays. And look what Rabbeinu Zal is leading into now. The next paragraph, paragraph Zion, has a little bit of an introduction. And then Rabbeinu Zal goes into Ubishavuos. Today is the 40th day of the Omer. We're starting the final countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, going to Shavuos. And Bashkoche, in our regular learning, we're going to get the next part. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain what goes on Shavuos that's called the wedding night. B'yoyim chasunasa izu matan Torah. What kind of a union takes place and exactly how we connect with that in our avodas over here.